Rami's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rami Yisrael ben Ramosha Mordechai, the bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav and m'seches k'subis and af yud beiz amit beiz. And Tosti Ramasla Arfuna, the Tosis asks that the stira in Rav Yehuda, because on one hand in our sugya and yud beiz amit beiz, Rav Yehuda holds that bari v'shema bari yadif. However, in Baba Kama, he holds that even if the nizik says bari and the mazik says shema, hamotzim echarvel of haraya. So which one is it? Is it bari v'shema bari adif, like he says here? Or is it hamotzim echarvel of haraya, and the bari doesn't win, like he says over there, in Bava Kama? So mavur midivri atosis that they hold, that in Knas, we also say bari adif. How do you know that in Knas we also say bari adif? Because there, we're talking about a Knas, it's talking about paying chatzi nezek, which is a Knas. And they're still understanding that that would be a case of bari adif, if not for the fact that amotzi mecharel v'raya. So you see that even in cases of Knas, we say bari adif. There's a possibility to say bari adif. And therefore they held, Tosa says, that just like here he holds bari adif Rav Yehuda, also in Baba Kama he should say bari adif in the case of Knas. But this is very difficult to sustain, such an idea. Because if that's the case, how do we have an instance of modib Knas pater when the Toveya is Toveya betainas bari? We know that if a person admits to a Knas, he's pater. But how do you have a case where you have Reuven coming up to Shimon, and he says, you owe me this knas. You did this and this, and you owe me money. And he's bari. And it says that if he admits it, we know modu b'knas pater. How do you have modu b'knas pater? Bari wins. So you're right, you can't be mechayiv him al tzis hodah, but nevertheless, as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains, Dal hoda so mehacha. Take away his hoda. He should be chayv mishum dina de bari adif. Not only that, but even according to the man the Omer of Lav bari adif, it's also shver. Because as we explained in a recent shir, the ikar tam of the opinion that holds lav bari adif is because shema is a taina. He's making a taina that he's zakai, he's meritorious to retain the money misafek. Aval kishemo de le divrei hatoveya. That's only when he says Shema, he's making a taina. When he's modo l'divrei hatoveya, he has no taina at all. So definitely bari adif. And then shuv t'star leinu akushya, we then again have the kasha of how do you have a din of modo b'knas pater when the toveya's toveya taina is bari? Bari b'shema bari adif. Kulei alma if the Shema isn't making a taina is Shema. Now, according to Rav in Bava Kama in Aleph Amin Heomet Aleph, who holds that Moda B'Knas V'Acharkach Bo Edim, if after the Hoda B'Knas Edim come, he's Pater, that even though we could be Mechayvim Al Pi Edim, nevertheless he's Pater B'Hoda Aso, according to him it's not difficult at all, because Adarabba, the Hodah is effective to be Mechadish Adin of Ptur, of Modeb Knas. And therefore, we don't say any more Bari Adif. According to Rav, that's the power of Hodah. The power of Hodah is that the Bari Adif doesn't help. despite the fact that the other person says Bari, he can make a Hodah, and then the Hodah patters him. Even though the other guy is Bari, and then Edim come. So we're interested neither in the Edim nor in the Bari. Because he's making a tainus p'tuah, he's being modu b'knas, and modu b'knas patters him over the Bari Adif. So that would be effective. Bari v'shema Bari Adif, if he's a shema, or he's a modu b'knas, then the hodah patters him, even if achakach bo edim. This is shver according to Shmuel. Shmuel holds modu b'knas v'achakach bo edim chayiv. In other words, the hodah doesn't patter him. And if the hodah doesn't patter him, and what does that mean? It means that he's chayiv. So what happened here? If he's modu b'knas, you're not mishalim knas al piatzma. So modu b'knas is pater because you're not mishalim knas al piatzma. But when edim come afterwards, the edim are mechayiv him. But one second, if the edim afterwards have the power to be mechayiv him, why doesn't the bari of the tovea, why isn't that mechayiv him? According to Rav, modu b'knas v'chakach bo edim pater. So if he's modu b'knas, he's pater. And then even if the edim come, the hodah is so strong, it paters him even from the mechayev of the edim. So we're not interested in the tainus bari. But according to Shmuel, who says edim can be mechayev him, which means that his own hodah modu b'knas is pater. But that's only because he can't be mischayev al pi atzmo. But if it's not al pi atzmo, he can be mischayev. It's just like he'd be mischayev al pi edim, he should all be able to be mischayev al pi bari. So according to Shmuel, how do you have a modu b'knas v'achakach bo edim chayev? Why isn't he chayev in the first place al bari? And even l'didan, that we paskin like Rav, that modu b'knas v'chakach bo edim is pater, we also have a kasha. In an instance where he is in pater b'hodasa, there are cases like that. Look there in Bava Kama Ayin Heomet Aleph. Example is modu chutz l'beistin. He's not pater b'hodasa. So in such a case, just like the Edom are mechayev of him, if they come afterwards, so too the Tainas Bari should be mechayev of him. Why isn't he mechayev al pi Tainas Bari? So the Kulei Alma, we have a kasha of why the bari doesn't help to be mechayev the person. Sai according to Rav and sai according to Shmuel. Why is modu b'knas pater? You have the bari. Just like the eidim can be mechayev him afterwards according to Shmuel, so to the bari. You just can't be mechayev al pi yourself. But al pi eidim or bari, should be able to be mischayev. Or according to Rav, who says that the hodah patters him even if edim come afterwards, but let's say the hodah didn't patter him, and he should be mischayev al pi bari. like when he's mamodim b'chutz lebeis, in other cases there. So, Rav Chaim says that matu mishmei de ma'aril diskin she'amad b'zeh. So they say that the ma'aril diskin discussed this question. So next time you see the ma'aril diskin, Yitzhak Hashem, there should be tchiyas ha'mesim soon. We can frag him, we can ask him what he said. He was a gana gaon of the ma'aril diskin. Uve'emes. Even ba'ofen she'oda potartoso, even in an instance where the Hodah patters him, it's also shver. Because we can say that we find that the Hodah patters him, that's only kishekadam v'hoidah kadam shebo edim. That's only if he admitted before the edim came. So b'shas hoidah, we couldn't be mechayvim al piatzma. Over zenis chadesh, that not only is he not mischayev, he's patur legamrei behoda asa. And even if Edom come afterwards, he's not going to be mischayev. But here, b'shas hoda gufa, we should be mechayev medina de bari adif. When we say that the Hodah patters him before the Edim come, that's only when there wasn't a Bari Adif around. So you can say there's no Bari Adif, he's not Mischayev al Piatzmo, he already was Modeh, and then the Edim come. See Spät, like they say in London. It's already too late. But in a case where Reuven comes to Beis Din and he says a Bari that Shimon is Chayev a Knas, so what's this Hodah going to help? Bari v'shema Bari Adif. Why are we ignoring the Bari Adifs over here? Ulechora, we find in Machlokas about this Svara in Rashi and Tosis, Tosim Baba Kama, I'm Aleph Amid Beis, Divor Maschel Alpi, bring the words of Rashi, writes